The Palestinian uprising and subsequent Israeli offensive in the West Bank stirred enormous sympathy for the Palestinians throughout the Arab world. Many Egyptians, frustrated by their inability to do more for the Palestinian cause, have turned to art and culture to express their solidarity. In the last few months, Egyptians have created a wealth of music, poetry, painting, theater, and film dealing with the Palestinian uprising. Now, however, some Egyptians are beginning to question the point of it all. From Cairo, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At Cairo's Opera House, a glamorously dressed audience can't get enough of the evening's main draw, the popular song, Jerusalem Will Return to Us. Against a backdrop of Jerusalem's Dome of the Rock, more than 50 of Egypt's top singers and actors dressed in black, their shoulders draped with the Palestinian national headdress, perform the Arab equivalent of the Quincy Jones production, We Are the World. The event, a fundraiser for the Palestinian cause, under the patronage of the wife of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, features an evening of pro-Palestinian songs and poems. With names like The Martyr and Jerusalem is Arab, most focus on the theme of freeing Palestinians from Israeli occupation. Anushka, a popular Egyptian singer, says tonight's performance is her way of showing solidarity with the Palestinians.
It's a scream to the whole world because whatever is happening to the Palestinian children is absolutely inhumane.
Over the past year, scores of Egypt's top singers have come out with songs about the Palestinian uprising. Most are accompanied by music videos featuring slain Palestinians, weeping families, and homes destroyed by Israeli tanks, videos which play frequently on Egyptian state-run television. Some say the music videos help maintain public outrage over Israel's actions. Others find them a waste of energy, like American University of Cairo student Mahmoud Nusser.
I think these songs are useless because they are just songs. We don't need songs right now. We need to make strides, we need to make moves and some act to improve what's going in Palestine, yeah.
Afaf al-Sayed, a well-known novelist and activist, agrees. She says that the songs and videos channel people's frustration in non-productive ways.
Video clips and songs actually absorb and dissipate people's energy, which could be used for more positive actions.
Afaf and dozens of other artists, filmmakers, and intellectuals recently held a two-week hunger strike to demand that their government take stronger actions to show its displeasure with Israel's policies. Afaf says she would like to see some kind of major cultural event that can reach a Western audience with a positive message about the Palestinians. It's an issue that writer Ashraf Abdelmenem has been tackling in a series of articles for Egypt's prestigious El Ahram newspaper.
We have to employ art in order to let the other people, that is the West, who do not understand our point of view, in spite of all these massacres, in spite of all these crimes, they do not understand what's happening. So we have to use art to let them understand what's going on. And this is a very human way to let them feel. You have to feel it.
For acclaimed filmmaker Yusri Nasrallah, reaching a Western audience is a key goal. With French funding, Nasrallah will soon be directing what he calls the project of a lifetime, the film adaptation of a novel, Bab el-Shems, about the dispossession of Palestinians from their homes in 1948. Nasrallah says it'll show a human and personal side to the Palestinian condition.
Because it's very comfortable to look at the Palestinians as simply an issue, not as individuals. They have no names, the Palestinians, with a big P. And all of a sudden you discover that they are people who emote, who have their love stories, who have their treasons, who have their moments of courage and moments of cowardice and stuff like this. And all of a sudden you have a story.
A story that many artists here say they expect to be tackling for quite some time. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.